Now, Wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
There's a story told of an elderly couple who longed to make the trip to the Amsterdam National Museum in order to see a Rembrandt painting, The Night Watch. I remember making such a trip to the Louvre in Paris many, many years ago to see Rembrandt's Philosopher in Meditation, so typical of Rembrandt's work. There's the play of colour, the fall of light on the subject, and The Night Watch is no exception. Is a glorious study of light. And as such, one feels drawn right into the scene, examining the characters and working out the story in their painting before you realise you're doing it. That's in The Night Watch as well. No wonder the couple wanted to see it. They went to no end of trouble to get there, and then there was the long walk through the many corridors until they finally reached the famous painting. I can just imagine their arrival and standing in front of this painting for the first time. The usher overheard the husband say to the wife, "Oh, look! What a beautiful frame!" And from that point on, their attention was firmly fixed right there, the glories of the work of art lost on them. This is not really uncommon, is it? You can even hear this kind of thing in conversations. You can be talking to someone about something important to you, and the other can often be caught up on really the incidental, the red herring, something that doesn't really matter. It was just the bit that you put into the conversation to frame it, and you realise you haven't been heard at all. I know someone who as a child decided to polish a lino floor while her mother was out and give her a big surprise when she got back. It took ages and she awaited her mother's arrival with eager anticipation. She couldn't wait to see the smile on her face and hear the words of gratitude that would inevitably follow. Instead, the mother pointed out the edges of the room that the child had missed. After all these years, that story can still be told with amazing freshness. If it's good enough for God to ignore the frame in us and look straight into what really matters, couldn't we do the same? And furthermore, this week, let's make a pact to look beyond the frame of what happens to you and I, what happens inside us and what happens around us. And let's look instead with God's eyes to what really matters.